You're with Raph.
And this week's Changing Track is for John. It was 2018 and I had just moved to Melbourne. Having grown up in both Sydney and Brisbane, it was time to say goodbye to the warm weather and beautiful beaches and see what Melbourne had to offer. I was new, didn't really know anyone, and was hoping to pursue a career as a social worker. In March of that year, I interviewed for a job, and they had the perfect client for me. His name was Mark, and we immediately hit it off. Mark was about the same age as me, had a wicked sense of humour, loved sport, and had grown up in Melbourne all his life. The difference was that Mark had muscular dystrophy, had very limited use of his hands and neck, and I was to be his support worker. Yes, my job required me to provide direct assistance, but this was only a small part of it. Reality was so much more. Mark and I would hit the town, go to sporting matches, and occasionally the casino for a cheeky punt. We would sing along with buskers, see performances, and very frequently push the accessibility limits of venues and be sure to make it known when they were inadequate. We ended up developing an amazing friendship, and our time together was full of excitement and plenty of banter. The relationship went both ways. I provided support, but Mark was also able to show me his favourite places in this new city and give me a true Melbourne induction. I think Mark supported me as much as I did him. On one occasion, we found ourselves in a karaoke bar in the early hours of the morning, me assisting him with the karaoke prerequisite of tequila and lemon, something that any person his age would be doing, irrespective of disability. Then, sure enough, he wheeled his chair on stage, and with me holding our microphones, we sang a duet, much to the crowd's delight, cheers, and a standing ovation. Mark's personality was infectious, and over time, our friendship grew. He introduced me to more of his friends and family, helping me to really build a community in Melbourne. It was not all happy times, though. Mark's condition slowly deteriorated, and we were informed he only had a year to live. I was determined to be there to provide support to him with the most dignity and the best possible experiences for the time he had left. It was in July of 2019 when Mark passed away, the day after his 24th birthday. We knew this day would come, but it didn't make it any easier. I experienced that dread and grief of losing a close friend. Mark was genuinely the kind of person who made the world a better place, and for him to be gone and to lose all the happiness and joy he brought was a true loss. At the time, as a student aspiring to be a social worker, I don't think the significance of what I had done dawned on me. Shortly after, and to my complete surprise, I was asked to speak at his funeral. Me, someone that had only known him for a little over a year. But getting up there, side by side with his beautiful family, and retelling the stories of our endless, exciting adventures, was to this day one of the biggest privileges I have had. Mark was an amazing man, who despite his circumstances, always managed to have the biggest smile on his face and show the greatest interest in others. He had the gift of the gab, as they say, and certainly made the most of it, as we always seemed to make friends everywhere we went. Without knowing what my future as a social worker has in store for me, I can be content with the role I was able to play in a young man's final year in this world. And I will always remind myself and others that you don't need a university degree to play a meaningful role in someone's life. To this day, I still look back fondly on our times and on more than one occasion retell our story of that fateful night, surrounded by people singing an off-tune karaoke rendition of this song. And John's changing track is Believe by Cher.